I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Doom, Dog,
Luginator, Damage.
It's the Luke Hour on the Fan.
All right, let's go. Tommy Luke Hour. Loogie. Juan Soto will not be a Met in 2025. 877-337-6666. That's right. Juan Soto will stay with the Yankees. This is not me having zero faith in Steve Cohen. I have a lot of faith in Steve Cohen. This is not Steve Cohen being a fraud. He is not a fraud. This is more about the Yankees. Steve Cohen has a lot of money. Absolutely. Not going to argue that. This is about the Yankees. This is about Hal Steinbrenner. This is about Brian Cashman. This is about the Yankees. They are not going to allow Juan Soto to skip to Queens to play for Steve Cohen and the Mets. Well, do I think the Mets will be aggressive? Absolutely. Do I think the Mets want Juan Soto? Of course. Every team in baseball wants Juan Soto. But do I think the Yankees, are going to allow Juan Soto to go play for, and let's be real, the rival Mets? Because, yeah, maybe, well, we'll see with radical realignment, but I understand they don't play in the same division, they don't play in the same league, but the Mets and Yankees are rivals. You and I both know that. They are. The franchises are rivals. They fight for us. They fight for the dollar. They fight for the fans. That's what they are. So when it comes to stuff like this, if Juan Soto's playing in Queens and the Mets are the new hip team and Steve Cohen builds his Florida project like Walt Disney and he has casinos and Cirque du Soleil and all around Citi Field and Juan Soto's playing there for the next 15 years, guess what? Young up-and-coming sports fan who maybe isn't sure which team they want to pick, they might pick the Mets. So the Yankees are aware of that. Hal Steinbrenner's aware of that. Brian Cashman's aware of that. They are not going to allow Juan Soto, a top 10 baseball player, get out of their sight. He's not going to slip through their fingerprints. He is not going to play for the Mets. So I understand there was a report today that Buster Olney had. And look, it's the worst kept secret in all of baseball. And that is the Mets are going to be aggressive with Soto in the offseason as far as signing him. And I absolutely expect that. And this is not a Steve Cohen thing. This is not a LOL Mets. This is not a same old Mets. This is not any of that stuff. This has more to do with the fact that I do believe the Yankees are back to being the Yankees again. They are back to being Big Brother. They are back to being the evil empire, although a little notch below the Dodgers. Certainly evil empire in this town when it comes to the big fish, Cole, Judge, and now Soto. When they have their man, when they have their sights on a guy, they are not leaving. They are not leaving. And Juan Soto, and look, I'm okay with this. As a Met fan, I can live with this. You had a chance to play for the Yankees. You play for the Yankees. I'm sorry. Okay, so the Mets, they're trying to build their brand. They're trying to be this franchise. But right now, I said this when Yamamoto signed with the Dodgers, even though I think it was total collusion with Ohtani. Steve Cohen is a salesman right now, right? Steve Cohen has a ton of money. Steve Cohen is a salesman. He is selling a product. The product he is selling is the Mets. And quite frankly, the product is crap. It is. Because the Mets, as far as a brand, are not the Yankees. They're just not. They're not. I think that is a cold hard reality maybe for some of you out there. And maybe someday they will be, or at least on par with the Yankees. Absolutely. That's 100% the goal that I have as a Met fan. That's a goal I think Steve Cohen has as the owner of the Mets, is to get the Mets brand to where the Yankee brand is. And money, oh, absolutely, 100%, we'll talk. But if it comes down to a dollar here, dollar there, number one, don't think the Yankees will allow Steve Cohen to outbid them. That's number one. Number two, if it's close, the brand of the Yankees is stronger than the brand of the Mets. It just is. Walk around the streets, go on the subway, go to a bar. What do you see more of? Yankee hats. Sometimes I go to like stores around here and I go, do the Mets exist? Are they in this town? It's all Yankee gear. Can you throw me a Mets hoodie? I understand we're basically peasants, but please, can I get some Mets socks to wear? I understand that. I get it. If Evan has a book out, I'm looking at it right now, My Mets Bible. It's available April 2nd. You can pre-order on Amazon. You're welcome. If I wrote a book about my life right now, I'm 38, it would be Mets fan in a Yankees world. And that's what it is. And I get that. That's totally cool. The Mets can carve out their own thing. They can maybe one day reach to where the Yankees are. But right now, currently, not there yet. And Juan Soto, the type of player he is, and I think he's going to be an absolute stud with the Yankees, no doubt about it. He's going to help Aaron Judge. He is just pitcher-perfect for the park. He's pitcher-perfect for the team. He's pitcher-perfect for everything the Yankees represent. Juan Soto is just like a match made in heaven with the Yankees. That's why I don't want to buy into this idea, and I think a lot of you are getting yourselves in this situation, and I had a fight with Evan on air and off air about this, where a lot of us out there are dreaming of the offseason. We are dreaming of the future, and Evan can't figure that out. The reason that a lot of people are doing that, number one, when Steve Cohen owns the baseball team and it's not the Wilpons anymore and you're not shopping on the clearance rack and you don't have coupons when you're basically making your purchase, when you don't get big-time free agents in the offseason, and no disrespect to any of the guys the Mets have signed, all 700 of them, they are not big-time stars. So when you don't do that, you start dreaming of the stars, because that's what you put in your head when Steve Cohen bought the team, is that he is Thanos collecting the Infinity Stones. The Mets are going to be the new evil empire. They're going to spend, 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 spend. So when they're signing a bunch of guys that nobody's ever heard of to one-year deals, that is not exactly what a lot of us had envisioned. So we are to have that in our brain go, okay, if it's not happening now, we will dream of the future. We will dream of Juan Soto. We will dream of whatever next star. It's like, I'll be honest, it's like being a Knicks fan. When's the star coming here? I've spent my entire life basically doing that. Thankfully, we have one now with Jalen Brunson. Hopefully, he gets back on the floor. But that's number one. And number two is, yeah, it's just that perception of they are going to get the star and the perception of this season. This season. A lot of you out there think and believe, and listen, the Mets have basically done this to themselves here. It appears as though they are punting on the season. 877-337-6666. And what I mean by that, best analogy I could give, I mean, another football analogy, is if it's third and 15, right? Third and 15, instead of throwing the ball 20 yards and trying to get the first down, instead of throwing the ball deep, they are throwing a screen pass. So they're going with the idea of, all right, if the back can make a couple people miss and we get the first down, great. And the Mets, if they make the playoffs, awesome. If they don't, okay, whatever. We're punting. We're thinking about next year. That's kind of the way they went about this offseason, and that's the kind of way that I think a lot of you out there are putting yourself. Now, look, come opening day when it's spring and the birds are chirping and it's, you know, 65, 70 degrees, although in New York it probably wouldn't be, even though we just had a nice weather day. It'll most likely be. Let me just paint the picture for you. Mets home opener, it'll be freezing cold. They'll lose 5-0. I know they normally win on opening day, but let's just paint the picture there. And for a lot of you out there, you're not excited, but you will get excited, is my point. Once the season starts, you'll be excited. But right now, it's about the dreaming. Because the Mets, the man from Milwaukee, David Stern, Steve Cohen, they've done nothing in this offseason that would get you excited about the season. Doesn't mean they won't be good. Doesn't mean Pete Alonso, who's ultra-motivated, won't have a big-time year. Doesn't mean Marte won't bounce back with a good year. Doesn't mean Nimmo will bounce back with a good year. Doesn't mean Jeff McNeil won't give you a consistent year. Doesn't mean Francisco Alvarez, who's a dude, who's a dog, won't take that next step. Doesn't mean a couple of the young kids, a Jet Williams, doesn't come up here and start to, like, you know, carve out his career. Doesn't mean all that. They signed 9,000 relievers. I play fantasy baseball. I've never heard of any of them, so maybe one of them will be good. Severino could bounce back. I could lay out the scenarios for you. The bottom line is, on paper, it's not played on paper, but on paper, it's not sexy. It's not going to get you excited. It's not going to turn you on. It's not. And if it does, you're just being a wide-eyed optimist, which, by the way, go ahead. But the overall perception is, yeah, not so good this year. That's why you are thinking about next offseason. And I'm not trying to temper your expectations. I'm not saying don't get your hopes up. The Mets will do everything. Steve Cohen has proven that he will do whatever it takes, at least in his mind, to sign guys. Whether it came to Yamamoto, he will do whatever it takes. And I'd like to think Cohen has learned from some of his mistakes because he hasn't gone the extra mile totally with the dollars. I don't think it would have mattered in the case of Yamamoto and Ohtani. I think they completely colluded on that. They wanted to go play in Los Angeles. They wanted to go be out in Beverly Hills. Okay, great. Good for them. And when it comes to Soto, if you're sitting there going, all right, what's a scenario where he would leave the Bronx? Maybe he doesn't like the New Yorkers or doesn't like... So what the hell is he going to go to Queens for? So that makes no sense. So what's really the selling point? Money? Listen, the Yankees are not sitting in Penn Station playing a guitar and people are dropping dollars in their case. I mean, they're not broke by any stretch of the imagination. They could compete money with Steve Cohen, absolutely. So they're not going to allow it to happen. It's not going to happen. Hal Steinbrenner, basically from the Vatican last year, had to call Brian Cashman and say, hey, Brian, we got to get Aaron Judge here. What are you doing? We can't allow him to go to the Giants or the Padres. Same thing here. Juan Soto. Great young baseball player is not getting out of the reach of the Yankees. It's not happening. So don't get your hopes up in that spot. Yes, Steve Cohen will do whatever it takes, but it's just not going to happen. More so, not from the Mets' perspective, but from the Yankees. The Yankees are not going to allow this. They understand. And I know a lot of you have been frustrated. And look, for the standards of the Yankees, you have a right to be upset. You have a right to be mad at Brian Cashman. For years now, it is Peter Griffin versus the chicken on Family Guy. It is this never-ending fight that has no end in sight. That is what it's been. And you've been frustrated, and they've been bridesmaids, and they've been happy with their fourth-place trophy, and that's just not good enough. That's not good enough when you root for the Yankees, and it's not good enough when you are the Yankees. And I think they realize that now. I do. I think they do. I think Boone, Hal, Cashman, they said all the right things. Aaron Judge, they have Juan Soto. They are not letting this guy leave. 877-337-6666. Let's go to Albert in Connecticut. What's up?
Yeah, hi, Loogie.
Yo, what's up?
Yeah, you're very entertaining, I have to say. But you're out of your mind. There is no possible way that the Mets would not be in the Soto race.
They will be.
He is not signed. They will be.
No, let me be clear here. Let me be clear here. The Mets will 100% be in on Juan Soto. Steve Cohen will do whatever it takes to get Juan Soto. The Yankees are not going to allow the Mets to swoop in and take Juan Soto from them. They're going to match the offer. They're going to bid higher. They're not letting Juan Soto. Perceptionally, that is an absolute nightmare for them, number one. Number two, from a baseball perspective, Juan Soto is young. He's not even in the prime of his career. He's unbelievable. He's going to be a massive help for them. Lefty power, you know, gives the protection to Judge in the order. The Yankees, they're not going to allow this to happen. So let me be clear. I think the Mets are going to do whatever it takes to get him. I just don't think that the Yankees are going to allow it. They're just not going to. You want to dream? Dream. I think Steve Cohen, I think the man from Milwaukee, David Stearns, will do whatever it takes. They will write a blank check. But the Yankees, that's the key to this. Hal, who's, I understand, is not his father, but he's still got the last name. He understands what's going on here. He does. And he understands what Steve Cohen is trying to do. And by the way, as a Met fan, I love it. I love trying to get in there and find their sort of spot at the head of the table, one would say. I have no problem with that. And I want that. And I do believe Steve Cohen, with his Florida project, like Walt Disney, is going to make a cool sort of resort, much like the Yankees do. Dude, I said it the other day, and I have no issue saying this. I could take away fandom and take out. The Yankee experience, going to a Yankee game, especially if you're like young, is the best experience of any stadium sport in this area. It's the best. The bar scene, everything about it. It's just unbelievable. And I think the Mets will try to match that. They will try to be the new cool kids on the block. They're trying to do that, but the key word is trying. They're still going up the ladder, and they're not ready there. They're not ready to get there yet, and the Yankees are just not ready to give it up yet. Maybe one day we'll be sitting here and they'll be on par with each other when it comes to that. But right now, it's just not there. And when it comes to a guy like Juan Soto, who's where he's at in his career, where one, number one, he's looking at it like, I'm a Yankee. Why am I going to be a Met? That's one. And two, the Yankees are going to be like, nah, no way. No. I don't care. All your money, Steve Cohen, go scratch because we're keeping him. 877-337-6666. Joe in New Hyde Park.
Hey, what's going on, man? Question. So you were just talking about Juan Soto and the Yankees. Mm-hmm. I'm an avid Yankees fan all my life. Big thing. So let's be honest here. The Mets, they got to make some moves within the next offseason. Mm-hmm. especially regarding Pete Alonso, as he's one of the most, you know, premier first basemen in the whole league.
Totally.
Do you think that the Mets can offer? Do you think the Mets can offer more money than the Yankees? One, and two, do you think Soto is picking, you know, the Mets over the Yankees, hypothetically speaking?
No. You know? No. No. Yeah, yes, I think I don't think Soto would pick the Mets over the Yankees, and I don't think the Yankees will get outbid. So both. That's why I think both things are going against them. The brand of the Yankees is stronger than the brand of the Mets. The Mets are a team right now that, again, Steve Cohen being a salesman, he's not selling the greatest of products. You have to sell a team, even in the Yankees' worst year. It's still better than the Mets, right? They make the playoffs a lot. They are a premier franchise. The Mets are still trying to get to that point where free agents, and I'm not talking about over-the-hill guys like Max Scherzer that are long in the tooth and are looking to basically hoodwink you for any kind of money they can get. That's a different story. We're talking about a young guy in his prime. I don't see a scenario where Soto takes the Met gig over the Yankee gig. And Hal Steinbrenner and the Yankees, Brian Cashman, they're not going to allow it. They're not going to get outbid. They're going to do whatever it takes because from a baseball perspective, it's a no-brainer to keep Soto. And from a PR standpoint, it is a nightmare. You cannot allow that to happen. That'll do it for me. My thanks to Connor Green on the other side. Keith McPherson's coming your way next. Evan and Tiki, we are back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. And I got you tomorrow on the Lugauer at 6:30. Enjoy the night. We'll talk then later.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com. We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.